Stand in the fear of the Lord, listen to the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke makes its best with the sermon. A reading from the Psalms of our Father David, the prophet and the king. May his blessing rest upon us. Amen. You who dwell between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Stir up your strength and come and save us. Restore us, O God, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, way of glory forever. Amen. Now Elizabeth's full time came for her to be delivered, and she brought forth a son. When her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord had shown great mercy to her, they rejoiced with her. So it was on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him by the name of his father Zacharias. His mother answered and said, "No, he shall be called John." But they said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who is called by this name." So they made signs to his father what he would have him called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, "His name is John." So they all marveled. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosened, and he spoke, praising God. Then fear came on all who dwelt around them. And all these things were discussed throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all these who heard them kept them in their hearts, saying, "What kind of child will this be?" And the hand of the Lord was with him. Now his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed is he, the Lord of God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophet, who has been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our father, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness, righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called that prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord, prepare his way, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sin, through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give the light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." So the child grew and became strong in spirit, and was in the desert till the day of his manifestation to Israel.
Glory.